Restorative justice is distinct in that it looks specifically at how an action affects the person who was harmed. And as opposed to looking at how someone should be punished for that action, it looks at what are the needs of the person who was impacted by that action. So in a punitive system, which is what we are in, it asks three questions. What rule was broken? Who broke it? And how should they be punished? In a restorative justice structure or format, we look at who was harmed and how and what needs to be done to repair the relationship.
Now, when your organization is active in a community, is it that you're lobbying the judges and the justice system and the district attorney to use more of your principles, or are you out educating students in the schools to understand what you're doing? What exactly does your organization do?
So our big vision is that Sonoma County itself, in its entirety, becomes restorative in nature. But that's a big vision, so where do we start? Primary part of our work is to actually provide restorative justice for juvenile offenders and the people that they've affected. So we work in juvenile hall. We work in Sonoma County Office of Education alternative high schools for kids who've been expelled. So that's one branch of our work. Another branch is to actually go directly into the schools, and we work in over 50 schools in Sonoma County, and we're very honored to do that work. We have funding not only from the Board of Supervisors, the County of Sonoma gives us funding for providing restorative justice services to 7th and 8th graders throughout the whole county. But we also got a grant from the BSCC, which is the Board of State Community and Corrections. And it's one of the first preventative grants that they gave for 5th and 6th graders, looking at how can we do intervention at that point for kids who are starting to show some risk for entering into school discipline and, unfortunately, into the school-to-prison pipeline.
Okay. Now, can you, without obviously giving me names or identifiable situations, give me the biography of a situation that you can tell me where restorative justice turned out to be a better approach than the punitive justice?
Say, for example, we have kids who've done severe vandalism on a school campus. What we would do is work with them they have a 12-week program with us where they look at how they're accountable, who they affected, how they affected them, how to take deeper responsibility for that, how to understand what motivated them to do those actions so that they can learn and reflect and not do that again. And then it culminates in a restorative conference where those who were harmed, which could be teachers, principals, parents, police officers who had to come, the janitor who had to clean the campus, other students who might have known about it or heard about it, bring them all together into a highly structured restorative conference conversation, and through that have the people who were harmed really talk about the impact on them and have the youth hear and feel how it is their actions have affected people, and then make agreements about how those wrongs can be righted.